and welcome to Synopsis, your weekly roundup of news and analysis from UMFIF around the world, coming to you from UMFIF HQ in the City of London. I'm Julie Levy-Avignoli. Today we're talking about Fed firefighting gone wrong, why the US economy may derail Donald Trump's re-election bid, and yes, the dreaded B word, Brexit, and how it might play out over the next few months or years. All that and more coming right up. Welcome to this week's synopsis. Ahead of this week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting, Pierre Ortlieb, one of our talented economists, wrote about the US Federal Reserve's strategy to fix money markets, which has taken effect gradually since the September liquidity episode. But the Fed's repo firefighting is increasingly ineffective and at risk of exacerbating systemic instability. The new asset purchase program, operating at a pace of roughly $60 billion a month, is projected to run into limits early this year. According to one estimate covered in the Financial Times, the Fed will soon own as much as 12% of the entire bill market. The Fed has already announced that it is considering purchases of longer-dated bonds to minimize its impact on the bill market. There are several issues with this proposal, which the Fed will have to grapple with before launching on this new endeavor. To find out what these are, read Pierre's piece on umfif.org. Staying on the topic of the US, as regular contributor Desmond Lachman wrote, James Carville famously remarked that when it comes to winning elections, it's the economy, stupid. This dictum has led many observers to surmise that the strong US economy makes President Donald Trump's re-election in 2020 nearly certain. However, between now and November, there can be many an economic slip. This was the lesson that Republican hopeful John McCain learned as the US and global economies collapsed on the eve of the 2008 presidential election, after having started the year on a seemingly sound footing. Today's US economy is performing well, but it will not be the determining factor in November's election. Rather, what will matter is how the US economy and financial markets perform in the months immediately running up to November. In 6 months, the US economy could be looking decidedly less rosy. Dennis McShane outlined five scenarios for Brexit, years in the making and yet just hours away as I speak. Having previously insisted there would be no EU-UK regulatory alignment, Chancellor of the Exchequer Sajid Javid has since claimed London and Brussels would sign a comprehensive free trade agreement by year's end. One possibility, according to Dennis, is an FTA covering all economic activity. This could be a bespoke UK version of Norway's relationship with Europe. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson would need to convince Conservative members of Parliament to support such a deal, especially those newly elected as true believers in a full rupture with the EU. Or another possibility is that the UK and EU may opt for a skinny text to give themselves time to negotiate a more wide-ranging agreement. Brussels could drop deadlines and allow London space and time to test business and public opinion. However, a full-scale rupture cannot be excluded. This would mean queues at borders and withdrawal of the city's 350,000 passports to trade in Europe. The UK could be forced suddenly to renegotiate the 600 treaties to which it is party by virtue of EU membership. In that case, countries may demand more concessions from the UK than they did from Brussels. And if you are after more Brexit news and analysis, you can visit our website where you will find a piece from our chairman, David Marsh, on this watershed moment for Europe and the world, as well as an overview of all past Brexit coverage by UMFIF, going all the way back to before the 2016 referendum. In non-Brexit news now, we have lots of exciting meetings happening next week, including UMFIF's 10th anniversary celebration on Wednesday, the 5th of February. That day, we are also hosting a seminar with Otmar Issing, who is the former chief economist of the European Central Bank, and Patrick Hernahan, the former governor of the Central Bank of Ireland. They will discuss central banking in 2020 and the many risks to come. The next day, on Thursday, the 6th of February, we have a seminar on the future of public sector asset management, and on the 7th of February, Toshiyuki Miyoshi, head of the front office of the International Department in Japan's Finance Ministry, is speaking at our roundtable on Japan's economy. And that is all for this week's edition of Synopsis. To read more about everything we've discussed, go to www.omfif.org or scroll down to the show notes underneath this podcast, where you will find links to everything mentioned today. If you want to stay up to date with OMFIF news, analysis, and forthcoming meetings, sign up at omfif.org/subscribe. I'm Julie Lavamignoli. Thank you for listening.